Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The judge in the Georgia election interference case against former President Trump says Fulton County D.A. Fawnie Willis can continue to oversee the case only if Nathan Wade, the special prosecutor with whom she had a romantic relationship, leaves the case. Superior Court Judge Scott McAfee expressing concern for an appearance of impropriety should both Willis and Wade remain on the case. Willis does have the option of appealing today's decision. We don't know if she will. A Trump attorney says that while Team Trump respects the court's ruling, it believes the judge did not afford appropriate significance to the prosecutorial misconduct of Willis and Wade. Powerful storms cut a path of destruction across parts of Indiana, Kentucky, and Ohio. Numerous injuries, at least three deaths in Logan County, Ohio. In Milton, Kentucky, James Ashton tells WCPO-TV things got really bad really fast.
Wind was picking up, blowing. Kept trying to blow my door open, so I had to stand in front of my door so it wouldn't blow open.
State police report many significant injuries in Winchester, Indiana. What's described as a confirmed large, extremely dangerous tornado touched down near Plymouth, Ohio. One political observer says Democrat efforts to cater to anti-Israel forces in the U.S. could backfire.
They don't want to have their coalition fall apart.
Political journalist Josh Krushauer says that's clearly the motivation for President Biden's muted support for Israel.
The White House is terrified of its left-wing base.
But he says Biden and the Democrats face the very real risk of losing more support than they gain by distancing Israel.
The majority of the American public, you see this in poll after poll, is pro-Israel.
Krushauer believes the president is more supportive of Israel than he lets on, fearing backlash from inside the party. Bye, New Capitol Hill.
More on these stories, townhall.com.
Are you over 30 and putting off life insurance? It's time to get a quick quote from Ethos. A better, easier way to get term life insurance. All online with no medical exam. Answer a few health questions and you could be approved for up to $2 million. Isn't it worth 10 minutes to help protect your family's financial security? Ethos. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at checkethos.com. That's checkethos.com.
Laura Trump provides a fresh and honest perspective on the issues that matter to you on The Right View podcast, now available on the Salem Podcast Network.
The number of Americans, and I think this is part of the problem right now, the number of Americans getting their news from TikTok quadrupled in the past 3 years. It really kind of terrifies me for what is to come for this country.
Subscribe to The Right View on Apple, Spotify, Google, YouTube, Rumble, or at SalemPodcastNetwork.com.
This KMCQ News Flash, powered by Palm Mortuaries and Cemeteries. Stay active, be healthy, they'd rather wait. With this closing date of April 2nd fast approaching, there is movement happening over at the Tropicana. Heavy construction equipment now on the property. Valleys Corporation, the owner and operator of the Tropicana, plans to prepare 9 of those 35 acres for a Major League Baseball stadium for the Oakland A's, who are relocating here to Las Vegas. Now, the process begins with the shutting down of the hotel casino. Company officials say the on-site equipment is in preparation of that April 2nd closure. It is yet to be decided, though, how the buildings will actually come down, either through conventional methods or the usual Vegas way, a building implosion. Clark County officials say no demolition permits have been filed with them yet. Meanwhile, the Oakland A's say they could play some regular season baseball games here in Las Vegas before their new strip ballpark is ready in 2028. A's president Dave Cavall says the team is hoping to play games that count at Las Vegas ballpark, home of the A's AAA affiliate, the Aviators. Hopes are that the A's could play up to 10 games per season in Southern Nevada before its Major League ballpark at Tropicana and Las Vegas Boulevard is ready. What is yet to be determined? Where the team will play the three seasons before the Vegas Stadium is open. The A's lease at the Oakland Coliseum expires at the end of the year, but they're talking with Oakland officials about extending that lease. The historic Westside Urban Farm hosting its first ever farmer's market that happens tomorrow from 10 in the morning until 2 in the afternoon over at James Gay III Ballpark, or park that is, on Harrison Avenue. The farm opened back in April of last year and grows fresh fruit and vegetables, including lemons, tomatoes, and basil, among other produce. Take AM 670 with you wherever you go. Check out our website at 670kmzq.com and click on that Listen Live button.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you've been in an accident, did you know that your lawyer can take 33% from your settlement, regardless of how little of money you get? That's right. You get hurt, and the lawyer takes most of the money. It's not very fair, is it? When you hire me as your lawyer, those worries go away. I promise to never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
KMCQ on time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, you can get an oil change for only $39.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Now, the rain has brought out the worst in traffic conditions as far as freeway accidents go. I've got a new one here approaching the Spaghetti Bowl from the west side of town. US 95 southbound of Rancho. This is just before the Rancho exit there on 95 southbound. Elsewhere, still working on a wreck at the south end of the Beltway, 215 eastbound on the Las Vegas Boulevard exit ramp. One in the northwest on US 95 southbound, the Rainbow off-ramp. An overnight accident, a very serious one involving several cars at the west side intersection of Flamingo and Decatur. Eastbound lanes on Flamingo closed at Decatur. Go with Tropicana or Twain nearby to avoid the area. And also one now at the east side intersection of Tropicana and Maryland Parkway. This rain's going to last off and on all day and should be most of tomorrow, too. Finally clearing up late Saturday night. Winds are back, gusting up to 30 miles per hour throughout the valley today and highs in the upper 50s, 46 right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
The best way to get something done, if it holds near and dear to you, that you like to be able to, anyway. America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him,
check it out!
And Joan, Shingang, I'm going to pass her, Shanga.
Can I just say that of all the idiots, in all the idiot villages, in all the idiot worlds, you stand alone.
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Friday, March 15th, it's the final day of filing for public office in the state of Nevada. And that means that in many races, whether it be assembly or state senate or national offices, that essentially the field is set after today. Joining us now, really happy to have him on, Lieutenant Colonel David Flippo. He is a candidate for Congress in CD4. He's a retired Air Force combat commander, and he is a good guy to boot. He joins us now. David, how are you doing, sir? How is the race so far?
Hey, Kevin, how you doing? Yeah, race is doing great on this great rainy day here in Las Vegas. But, so like you said, the field is set. Today's the last day for filing. I had the first appointment on the first day, just like I've been in this race for, a year and a half now. But I do have an opponent now. I think they just filed yesterday. So we know who that's going to be, and we're ready to take it to him. He's got a history. He's got a history of being in the Reed machine for 23 years. He's been a Democrat politician here in the state for that long. And he actually ran for this seat as a Democrat. He dropped out at the request of Harry Reid in favor of Horsford. Now he's trying to run it again as a Republican. So it's very interesting. It'll be an interesting race. He's an establishment candidate, and I'm not.
David, let me ask you. You've had a chance to traverse CD4. It is a big, big district. Can you talk a little bit about not just what you're telling voters, because you do give a good speech, but what you are hearing back from voters? What is it they want?
They want this economy fixed, for number one, and that's whether they're in the rurals or here in the north area. As you said, I've been out and about all over the rurals. It is a big district. It goes all the way up to almost Yerington there. Hawthorne includes Mesquite, includes Pahrump. So it's a lot of area, which is why I got in early, because I knew I was going to need to get out and spend some time. But the rurals have different issues. They have issues of medical. They have issues of land use. And here in the city, the biggest concerns are crime and the economy. This economy now, what they want to tout is Bidenomics. Nobody out there is buying it. We are all impacted. There's an element of our society that are isolated from the Bidenomics because they're already wealthy and they've got everything they need, right? But for the rest of us that are impacted by this economy every day, Moody's just came out with a report. Everybody's paying about $1,200 more a month between gas and food and the grocery stores, just your normal economy and inflation that unfortunately is not counted in the inflation numbers. You know, they just seem to take away gas and food out of the inflation numbers.
David Flippo, I got to ask you, because it's been the number one topic of concern for voters across the country during the presidential primary season, and that is border security. I know we're not right on the border, but are we a border state?
Every state is a border state now, Kevin. I think everybody knows that with these open borders that this administration has done. You know, when I went down, I've been down to the border numerous times because I want to understand it. You know, I am a leader of action, and I don't just sit back and lead from behind my desk. And I get out, and I've been down to the border. I've talked to the cartels and the immigrants and the NGOs that are down there thinking that they're helping, but they're really just helping with the child trafficking that's going on. It's insane. But they think their heart's in the right place. But it is the number one issue on voters' minds. Fortunately, we got a presidential election coming up, and we get the right president in office. We will be able to, one, shut that border down instantly, and two, we'll be working on this economy almost overnight. It'll come back because we got to get back to energy independence, and President Trump understands that. I imagine that the first thing he's going to sign on the first second of his administration is to get the oil pumping again and get the gas price back down.
Why is it important to give a Republican president a Congress he can work with? And that's something that you know, when you're elected, you would be able to impact directly.
Absolutely. With the condition that this country's in right now, if we're going to have a Congress that's up there on the Senate side and the House of Representatives, if we don't have a Congress that's ready and willing to support the new president and not fight him every step of the way, then nothing will get done. And it'll be deadlocked once again. And we'll continue on this path of not recovering from what we have right now. But we need to close the border. We need to secure it. We need to account for the people that are here. And we need to find them, the right way. If their first act of coming across was illegal, then that was an illegal act. So I'm not afraid to say illegal, like apparently some people from the other party are.
I want to ask you about the economy. I know you touched on it, but I want to drill down on this. What specifically, as a member of Congress, could you bring to the party relative to the economy and how to fix it and how to fix Bidenomics?
Well, first of all, we had it right, and it got changed, right? We need to have an energy independence plan that is a long-range plan that businesses can plan on. You can't just turn off on the light switch a large part of our economy and not think it's going to affect it. So we get the oil back on, we start producing, and we come up with a plan that includes oil, wind, solar. It includes fusion, it includes hydrogen, because those are coming. And you look at the chart and you say, okay, how can we reasonably decline oil? And how can we reasonably increase the others? But you can't do it overnight. And that's what's happened in this economy. So we need a Congress up there who's willing to understand that and to work towards that and get that working again, because that will fix the economy. I was given a lecture the other day. Think about this. That farmer out there who's growing corn, all of his expenses just went up with the gas of diesel, or the price of diesel. So his prices went up. The truckers and the trains that have to deliver it to the warehouses, their prices went up. Their costs went up. And then it's got to get to the store shelf and the trucks that take it to the stores. All those along the way are all impacted by the price of oil. And if their costs have all doubled along that supply chain, what do you think it's going to do to what you see on the shelf?
Good point. Good point. I want to ask you in our final couple of minutes about a subject I hear a lot from listeners. I'm guessing you get a lot of it from voters, and it's parental rights. And can you talk a little bit about parental rights and what Congress can and should be doing to clean that up?
Well, Congress shouldn't have to be doing anything. You know, even our founding fathers didn't think that we'd have to give parents rights to raise their child. I mean, it was not even a concept. It was such a ludicrous idea. But I think nowadays, with states taking away children from parents who don't call their kids by the right pronouns, what's being taught in schools and how the schools want to dictate and not the parents dictating what their children learn. We need a parental bill of rights. It's one of the first things I want to do when I get into Congress. Because parents should have the right to raise their children. And as I said, our founders never even conceived the idea that you'd have to give that right to somebody. But with the rights of parents being taken away, we have to sit down and we have to figure out what are parental rights and why it's so important that the parent should raise the child.
Again, Lieutenant Colonel David Flippo joining us, candidate for Congress in CD4. Give me your path to victory. I know everybody has a strategy. We're not looking for you to give away the store, but give us a sense of what you view as the path to victory. You know about the makeup of CD4. What do you think about it?
So I think my path to victory is fairly easy, to tell you the truth. It's going to be a very, you know, you're going to have two choices. The voters of CD4 are going to have two choices. They can vote for a constitutional conservative who understands values and will represent you and you can trust, or you can vote for somebody who's been a Democrat politician for 23 years. He has a lower, more liberal voting record than his opponent that he wants to run against, Stephen Horsford, because he has a voting record as a Democrat. And now he's running against Horsford because when he ran against Horsford before, he dropped out because Reid asked him to drop out. Well, he's apparently always had a goal to be in Congress, and if that means switching parties to do it, that's what he's doing. So you have two choices. I think that's my path to victory. We need constitutional conservatives in there who have been lifetime conservatives, and not one that says, well, my party left me, they went too far left. But I haven't changed my values, right? He hasn't changed his values, but the party's gone too far left. So he still thinks the way he's always thought. So Dave, those are your differences. You can get a hold of me on electdavidflippo.com. That's electdavidflippo.com. If my name's hard to remember or spell, just think flip it red. Flip it red with David Flippo.
I love that. I love that. David, thank you so much. Always good to have you on. We'll have you on again soon. We'll get a sense of what the race is doing as we move towards June 11th, the big primary. Thank you so much, man. I appreciate it. Stay dry, would you?
I will. Hey, Kevin, if I can make one plug, I do have a fundraiser tonight. You can go on my website and find out. ElectDavidFlippo.com. Anybody's welcome to come.
It's open to the public?
Yeah.
Very good. And if people want to know more, where do they go?
They can go to my website at electdavidflippo.com.
I love it. I love it. You stay warm, you stay dry, and we will talk again soon, I promise.
All right. Thank you, Kevin.
There you go. David Flippo, candidate for Congress in CD4, a retired Air Force combat commander, and electdavidflippo.com. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Debunking both liberal and conservative rhetoric. Dan Bongino, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Do you have a toothache? Don't worry. Happy Smiles Dental Group has appointments available on the same day. Call 702-476-6767. They are open Monday through Saturday. They take most insurances, including Medicaid. They also have a denture lab on site where you can have your denture repaired on the same day. Other services include braces, implants, crowns, veneers, and more. Call 702-476-6767. Located at 2585 South Jones Boulevard, corner of Sahara and Jones.
Why do so many Las Vegas voters support Ron Quince for Congress? Because they trust Ron Quince. Trust is everything.
As a businessman, I've earned the trust of my employees, my clients, my investor, and my partners. Trust is essential in business.
This is just what we need. Principled conservatives we can trust in Congress.
I am running to represent the people of Congressional District 1, the hardworking families and businesses, big and small, to make sure your voice are heard and your government is a partner working with you.
Ron Quince is not afraid to speak the honest truth, even if it's unpopular.
Making good decisions has allowed me to grow a successful business. Trust has been the cornerstone of that success. Good decisions resulted in benefits for those who count.
This is why so many Vegas voters trust Ron Quince to make the right decision for our country.
Your vote in the primary election June 11 is a vote for trusted judgment and conviction to your voice, your needs. Ron Q for Congress. Trust, integrity, and experience. Paid for by Ron Quince for Congress.
Hi, this is Trading Made Easy. Have you ever thought about staying home and working from home? If yes, Trading Made Easy is our automated day trading software, and it's just for you. Some of our members work an hour or two tops. Find out how you can work from your home computer with no experience necessary. With the current market craze, a lot of local people are doing what I said. Trading Made Easy just celebrated its six-year anniversary. The automated day trading software takes trades in a millisecond, better than any human being. Call me for a free live session. Watch it for free. Seeing is believing. Trading Made Easy offers zero down and 0% financing for the software with no payments needed for 12 months. Trading Made Easy. Working from home was never this easy. For more information, call 1-800-971-4160. That number again, 1-800-971-4160. Or go to TradingMadeEasy.com. That's TradingMadeEasy.com to learn more.
Hi, I'm attorney Kevin Rowe. Many people think all injury lawyers are the same, their experience is the same, and that the outcome of their case will be the same. That's just not true. Hurt in a wreck? Be cautious of which personal injury firm you hire. Look for a law firm with a proven track record of results, like Lerner & Rowe. We've collected billions of dollars for over 150,000 injured people. Hurt in a wreck? And need a check?
Lerner & Rowe is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
Multi-state settlements. Randy Westbrook, managing attorney.
Pro Price Cooling and Heating has you covered for all your cooling and heating needs. Call 702-742-3310 or go online at ProPriceAC.com to book your appointment. Get a 21-point inspection and a spring tune-up and cleaning for only $49. That's $130 value for only $49. Make the call, 702-742-3310. We offer Rheem products that are tested, trusted, and tough with a 10-year warranty on parts and labor. For the right price, call Pro Price, 702-742-3310. Just let them know we sent you. For the right price, call Pro Price.
We still haven't beaten COVID-19. Its new strain has caused an alarming increase in hospitalizations. Give superpowers to your family with updated vaccines from Pfizer, BioNTech, or Moderna that reduce the risk of serious illness and hospitalization. Remember, you can vaccinate your children as early as 6 months of age. Check with your healthcare provider or visit immunizenevada.org and get them vaccinated. With health, there is life.
This message is sponsored by Immunize Nevada, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
AM 670 We were talking earlier with Lynn Patton, the senior advisor to President Trump. And one of the things we talked about were changes atop the RNC, the Republican National Committee. I thought it was fascinating yesterday. Laura Trump, who is the new vice chair of the RNC, was talking about how the RNC is going to change. One of the things that there have been reports that they are closing up community centers, reaching out to people of color all across the country. We've got a community center here in Las Vegas. And Laura Trump did her level best to kind of right the ship. This was Laura Trump yesterday on Fox News Channel. This is cut number six. Go.
Under the new chairman, Michael Whatley, just as polls show former President Trump gaining ground among minority voters, 23% of black voters say that they support him. In a new recent New York Times Siena poll, more than double the 8% who voted for him in 2020. Those are huge jumps among black voters. President Biden's support dropping with black voters almost 30 points. This is a huge dynamic to watch in the 2024 election. And the former president is leading among Hispanic voters by 6 points after losing that group by almost 30 points back in 2020. So let's bring in the RNC co-chair, Laura Trump, the former president's daughter-in-law. Good to have you here. Laura, thank you very much for joining us today.
Well, thank you, Martha. Great to be with you. And those numbers are a very big deal. It's why you see, I think, the panic on the Democrat side right now. The truth is, you can lie to people only for so long until they wake up and they realize this isn't working. And people all across this country are feeling the negative impact of Joe Biden as president. 65% of the country in that same polling said we are on the wrong track. They want change. And the amazing opportunity people have right now is that they can compare two presidents. Donald Trump was president for 4 years. Joe Biden has been president for over 3 years. And you see the disaster that has ensued in just 3 years' time. People
well,
want change.
About that.
They want Donald Trump back.
So you have a new role as co-chair of the Republican National Committee. There's been a lot of discussion about fundraising and how the DNC has brought in a lot more money than the RNC, and a report in the New York Times that Republicans closed several minority outreach centers in battleground states more than a year ago. You, of course, weren't there at the time, and didn't retain the minority media outreach directors. So what do you say about those reports? How significant do you think these minority outreach centers are? Do you think you need them or you don't need them based on what you're seeing out there? What's the plan?
Yeah, well, actually, we are keeping those all open. I can report that today. So that is incorrect. And I think it's very important. As I just said, doesn't matter who you are in this country, everybody understands what's at stake, I think, in this upcoming election. And it is minority communities that have been significantly impacted by the bad policies of Joe Biden. As you just read, Martha, you had 8% black vote for Donald Trump in 2016, and right now he's polling at around 23%. That is huge, and that is very detrimental to the Democrats, and it's something we're paying close attention to, I can assure you, at the RNC and at the Trump campaign. This is a wide-open tent, and the idea that this is a party closed off to anyone is false. We want everyone to come in. We want everyone to vote because we want everyone in this country to succeed. So those reports are not correct.
So, okay. Thank you for clearing that up. So let's take a look at this from Jamie Harrison, who is the chair of the DNC. Here's what he had to say.
As they say, the RNC is down bad. They're taking out lines of credit, laying off staff, and they can't even afford to spend money on their races down ballot. But this is the good thing. They are paying Donald Trump's legal bill. So as I said with you earlier, man, go, Laura, go. Girl, you are doing it. You are knocking it out of the park. Keep doing it.
What's your response to that, Laura?
That's very cute. We're not paying any legal bills from the RNC. And actually, this weekend, I personally had $2.7 million pledged to me. It was our largest digital fundraising weekend since 2020. So we're getting to work. And while things may be changing at the RNC, they're changing rapidly. And one of the things that's changing is going to be our fundraising. So they can sit back and watch. And I can promise you, we are paying attention not just to the top of the ballot, but all the down ballot races as well.
Laura Trump, She was on the program, what, about 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago? Really, really smart lady. And